Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Giants are number 5 on the Forbes valuation list. The order goes like this. This is the current 2025 list and their valuation. Keep in mind, if you want, for example, the Warriors were valued at $9 billion. That was number 2 in all of sports, only behind the Cowboys. But then the Lakers walked in and got sold with a valuation of $10 billion, which means, based on estimates that were shared with us, Warriors probably worth like closer to 13 if you put them on the market today. And I do know that the Forbes values get blown past very quickly sometimes. I was telling Grandy this yesterday. I was working in L.A. when that whole Donald Sterling hullabaloo took place, and the Clippers got sold, and Forbes was like, watch out now. This is the Los Angeles market. They might go for $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Everyone was like, $1 billion? Are you crazy? It might go for $1 billion? And then what's my man? Who's the crazy cat?
Ballmer.
What's that?
Steve Ballmer.
Thank you. Steve Ballmer. He walked in and he bought him for $2 billion.
Yep.
Not one, two.
$2 billion inside.
Inside one team.
Yeah.
So these Forbes valuations, I tend to think, are too low because you get into a bidding war and everyone knows these are a license to print money. So anyway, the Yankees are number 1, $8.2 billion.
Okay.
I can promise you, put the Yankees for sale tomorrow.
They're getting 15.
For sure. Los Angeles Dodgers, number 2, $6.8 billion.
Okay.
Another one where I'm like, dog, put the Dodgers for sale right now. Might go for $100 billion the way things are going.
I thought Cubs and Mets would be the only two I was considering ahead of the Giants.
Number 3 is the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, that's the other one.
You mentioned them.
Yeah.
You mentioned them, $4.8 billion.
Okay.
Cubs, number 4,
yep.
$4.6 billion. And for those of you who loved, oh, the Giants, it's just so... You guys love to think that they're one of the big-time teams. They're worth more than the Mets. Okay? They're worth more than the Mets and the Phillies.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Okay? These are big boys. And
what's their valuation?
$4
billion. Okay.
$4 billion. New York Mets, $3.2 billion. Phillies, $3.1 billion. Braves are next at $3 billion. And that rounds out the top 8.
Right, and you put them up for sale right now, and they're valued at 4, you're probably getting 6 at least.
I agree with you.
And I don't know if you have tried to buy a house or if you buy a house in this Bay Area, but you listed it 1.35, and it goes for 1.7. Because, you know, what the list is never going to be what the house goes for, and it's the same thing with these franchises.
Do you know what's wild was when you go through this whole list? Like, where do you think the A's sit?
The Athletics, well... You probably would think that they'll be toward the bottom 28th just based on the fact that they're a laughingstock and they're run by an absolute moron. And you've got Tampa and Miami who are below them, but then you think about other teams that would be down there, like Pittsburgh would be down there and so many other teams. So I'm going to think, based on the fact that they're going to Vegas, two fingers. For those of you who can't see me, I'm doing two fingers also known as air quotes.
Air quotes.
I'm going to put the A's at 16th, right in the middle.
Let's see. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
I was a little hot with
that.
Yeah,
no, but the way you said it is absolutely correct. And Tampa Bay and Miami are the bottom two. The A's valuation was $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
And in 19th place, ahead of major markets like Detroit,
yep,
and Denver and Cleveland and things like that. So anyway, fun to look at the whole thing, but I'm with you. Whatever these teams are, if you did put them up for sale, they're going for more. In fact, I think that the Tampa Bay Rays, I think, are going up for sale. And I saw that they're looking for $1.75 billion, and Forbes has them at $1.25 billion.
Okay. That's about right.
They'll get the $1.75 billion.
And maybe even
more. They might
even
get two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like you said, unlike buying a house in the Bay Area, there's only 30 of these in baseball. And I believe there are more than 30 houses in the Bay Area.
I've seen more than 30.
Yeah. And, you know, when you want to get one of these things, I don't know how often a franchise goes down in value. They tend to only go up.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Right.
Then again, I've never seen a Warriors point guard dancing up and down mid-court, chasing up female basketball players around either. But there's a first time for everything.
Yep.
So anyway, I digress.
Yep. Joe Lacob and Peter Guber paid $450 million for the Warriors.
Oh, God, yeah. They did, like...
Yeah. And that was only, quote-unquote, 15 years ago. And now it's worth 30 times that.
The only thing that I wonder about when it comes to this conversation... And Steiny and Evan were talking about it a little bit earlier in the week when the Laker thing went down. I actually don't know. I'd love to ask a money person this. I'd love to ask Joe Lacob this. To what level is franchise valuation dependent on the current players on your team? I don't know if the answer is at all. But I know a lot of people are like, well, the value is going to go down when Steph leaves. And I was thinking to myself, well, if that was true, then they would sell it. They would sell it.
Yep.
Put that thing up for sale next year because it feels like the value will get cut in half because there are people who will look at the Warriors and go, now why on earth would the Warriors be valued higher than the Lakers and the Knicks? Why? And there's a lot of answers for that. The Lakers don't own their arena. The Warriors do. And yes, to a degree, I guess, indirectly, whoever's on your team at that point sort of like helps what's your standing in the marketplace, which affects your revenues, and whatever your revenues are, that's what actually is the driving force behind your franchise valuation. So I don't really know, and I guess then to bring it back to the Giants, does this franchise valuation thing have anything to do with the way they're going to conduct themselves on the open market? Same answer for me. Indirectly, the answer is yes. You are the fifth highest valued team in baseball. You're the fifth highest valued team in baseball. And you have been basically branded for the last 6 or 7 years as fair or not, small time, cheap, no players I want to buy a jersey for, all of these things. And I got to think that Buster Posey, who is part of the ownership group, I got to think a piece of what we're seeing is not just what they're saying, which is, well, it's opportunistic. We're here. We're kind of playing some good ball. I saw that the Red Sox hate Rafi, so I called him and we got him. I think it goes a lot deeper than that. And I think that there are clues, bricks being built on the wall, if you will, that the Giants are about to start playing the Dodgers and the Padres game a little bit. And I find that to be a very welcome development.
No, it's thrilling. And this is the number one frustration from the Farhan Zaidi era. And I know that they had Correa all but signed, sealed, and delivered. He was delivered. He was literally here. It was sealed. He'd agreed to come, but they didn't do the signed part. And so he was the one that got away. And it's probably a good thing that he got away. And you wouldn't have Adames. And, you know, the approach, I think, changed with when Farhan went out. I don't know if it was Buster who had the gravitas as a small part owner or just the gravitas of being a Giants legend. Whatever the shift was, maybe it's just the development like you're talking about when Lot A is no more. Lot A now is a building or five or eight. I don't even know how many of those buildings they slapped down in that once great parking lot, but
still a good parking lot.
Yeah, but I think the combination of events, the development, which is now just about completed, and you can make that a revenue stream. Buster comes in, and you realize that you've got to spend to compete. And like you said before, the star factor all around you. Down the street, you've got stars and titles. And further down in 49ers, you've got stars. No titles, but it's football, so you don't even really need stars because people will come anyway. But you're the Giants, and you're looking to get something going where people are going to want to come see you. And this is the way you go about doing it, and it costs money, and they're spending it. And this team is fun to watch. They're sexy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries. Shout out Valkyries. That performance last night was absolutely next level. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Plus, would you like to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance on July 19th at Oracle Park? We are giving you one last chance to do that in this 4 o'clock hour. Once we've given that away, then we will move full head of steam into selecting one of our five winners from this week to be upgraded to two suite tickets. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening. Make sure you stay with us this hour because it'll happen this hour. When the time comes, we'll tell you everything you need to know, what to call, when to call, all of that. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, we ask you to log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. So all of that is coming up here in the next, 30-ish, maybe a little bit more minutes.
But juicy.
Could be 3 minutes from now.
Yeah, so you got to stay tuned.
Somewhere in that window. So stay right where you are, and we'll be giving those tickets away here shortly. The larger conversation about all of this is that sort of strategic effort, and you just called them sexy, and I agree. I still think, though, you're in what I'll call maybe like a certain point along the road of that foreplay to being really, really
second base.
Sexy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a baseball analogy. It works.
Yeah, you're on your way to third.
Yeah,
I don't think it, but you ain't hit out of the park yet.
No, but if you're on your
Although
way to third,
this individually was a sexy home run,
no doubt.
This move,
and as you round second and you look up to see the third base coach, he doesn't have the stop sign up. He's waving you over to third base, and
I thought you were going to say something else, and I was really.
I'm trying to keep it, gentle.
You better be careful.
Try not to lose
like you.
You
looked at the third base coach, and he was naked.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
The third base coach in this analogy is ostensibly Greg Johnson. And he's saying, come on down.
Wait,
keep spending. Because I was looking at the salaries of all the players on all the teams here in the Bay Area.
Oh, is this deep dive?
It's a little bit of a deep dive.
No. Little bit of a deep dive is kind of an oxymoron.
Mark, like, this is a deep dive. And Lucas on our show thread hit me with a snorkel earlier in the week because it wasn't a deep dive.
Well, I don't know if that's what he meant, though. I think when he did the snorkel emoji, it was like, ooh, it's a deep dive. And I'm kind of like, but a snorkel, by definition, is a shallow dive.
Yeah.
Is there a scuba emoji?
There should be.
Is there one? I don't know. I haven't studied all of my emojis.
I'm not an emoji user, so I wouldn't know.
Hang on. I'll try to text the thread and see if there's a scuba.
No, if you type in scuba, the only suggestion that comes up is the snorkel.
It's the snorkel.
Okay.
Yeah. That is not the same
Major
thing.
Major oversight.
Although I'm still forever grateful that when we talked about scuba once before and you correctly were able to lay out what scuba is an acronym for.
Right.
Most people don't know that scuba is an acronym.
Exactly.
And you nailed it.
Yeah.
I don't think that there are more than about 12 other people on the planet who can do that.
Yeah. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That is correct.
Scuba.
Yeah. Onward.
Unlike this deep dive, when it comes to my knowledge, it's an inch deep and a mile wide. But on this one, it is a deep dive. And I was thinking about Rafi Devers and his contract. After this year, it's going to be 8 years and $254 million earned. The longest deal of any athlete in the Bay Area currently. And so I was wondering about average annual value for this deal. It comes out to 31.75 average annual, and I was thinking, where does that put him alongside the remaining contracts of the other Bay Area athletes?
Okay.
He's ranked number 5 on the list.
This is just in total money.
Right. And the football ones are funky because
they're not guaranteed.
Correct. But I pretended that these contracts would all come to bear.
Okay. So everybody is finishing their contracts
right.
And playing all the years.
So Steph is ranked number 1.
Not surprised.
$61 million a year over 2. Jimmy Butler's number 2. $55 million average over 2.
Okay.
Brock Purdy is 3.
Number 3.
And I included his upcoming season.
That's so crazy.
His average annual is 45.7 because this upcoming year is only 9. So number 4 overall is Nick Bosa.
Okay.
At 39 average annual. Then Devers. Then Brandon Ayuk at 6.
Holy crap.
And then, 7 is Adamus. 8 is Draymond. 9 is Chappie. 10 is Trent Williams. Then you go to Fred Warner, Logan Webb, Jung-Hoo Lee, and George Kittle. That's
George
your top 14.
Okay, that's your top
14. Reason why I did
the
deep dive.
Why'd you stop at 14?
Because
that's a weird number to stop.
Kittle's at $18 million a year. So then you're getting down to, that's kind of small potatoes already.
No, who's 15? I want to know.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
But
I'll look it up.
It's probably Robbie Ray. He's got 1 year at 25, but I didn't. I was trying to look at bigger deals that have some length and some heft because.
Got it.
The reason why I did this is thinking about Devers and the idea of pressure and expectations because on this list, like Curry, there's no pressure, there's no expectations. He's been there, he's done it.
That was a well-timed fade-out.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I really like that.
Thank you.
Was just right when my mind was like, he should probably fade out right now. And then you did. That was really good.
Money.
Go ahead. Yeah. Nail it.
Butler, 2 years, not really much pressure and expectations.
Made man also.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
Purdy, massive pressure.
Huge.
Massive expectations. I think Bosa's the same. And number 4 on the list.
Well, I don't think anybody matches Purdy, but I hear you.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then you get to Devers. And I think about Devers with 8 years and 254 left. It's like, okay, you're the guy who's now making the big money. You're the big piece here. The pressure doesn't happen immediately, obviously, in an 8-year deal, but it just struck me that, when you're making the 5th most average annual in the market, you've got to be that dude. And I know they think he is the dude, but now you got to go out and be the dude.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just like, as you were talking about pressure,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
How would you answer this real quick? Who's got more pressure on him right now, Devers or Adamus?
Devers.
Why?
Because he has the longer deal and he's making more money.
Huh. See, now, I don't feel that way, but I'm willing to acknowledge I might not feel that way for two reasons. A, Devers just got here.
Yep.
And B, we have therefore built up no sort of like angst or ill will. And Devers has been a more successful hitter in his career. Like his resume is better as an offensive player than Willy Adamas, and he's got a ring. So I look at those players and I'm like, in a way, even though Adamas was only money, Devers came here by way of actual players that you gave up. I look at it almost differently. I'm like, they're two different experiences in terms of how you brought them here. Adamas is also being asked to be a leader of the clubhouse. Devers is asked to hit ball hard. That's it. Hit ball hard. In fact, I don't even think they've got designs on first base for him long term. It's DH, hit ball hard.
Yep.
That's what they're going to want him to do for 8 years. And so there's a piece of me that feels, and maybe this is just in this moment, it feels like there's more pressure on Willie than Rafi.
Yeah, and I think that stems from what we've seen, and that's fair because you expected Willie Adamas to be better than this. You expected the glove to be better, the bat to be better, and it hasn't been. So the longer this goes on, the more you start to think, geez, I mean, you gotta revert to your baseball card here, kid. This is not what we signed up for. So I do think that there's implied pressure in that. But I look at how groundbreaking this was for this team to give out that deal. And they didn't give out the deal, but they took on the deal.
Took on the deal.
8 years.
That's the deal.
And 254 remaining. And they're saying, we think you're the dude. Now go be the dude. And it's been three games, and I don't think he's homered yet, Mark. So,
no, he hasn't. Although I'm going to take this opportunity to refute something that our partner, Matt Steinmetz, said earlier today on the show. I was driving around, and only because my brain works the way it does, I'm like, he's being unfair today. He is being unfair because he was making points, and it was sort of like, they were little mini, like, steiny pot shots at the Giants.
That's what he does.
I know. I know the game. And I'm like, I don't really care that you take pot shots at the Giants if they're based in reality. But at one point he goes, are you feeling that way about Rafi Devers since because he's 1-for-12 since he got here? He's not 1-for-12 since he got here. He had two hits in his first five at-bats. Where is this Rafi slumped through the Cleveland series thing? Not accurate. Not accurate. And then he starts talking about how the Giants kind of got lucky this year.
It was wrong.
They've missed all of the other team's best starters. And the first example out of his mouth, he goes, they missed Paul Skeens. And my mind immediately turned into the Matrix, and it went, nope. They haven't even played Pittsburgh yet this year.
Well, they haven't faced Skeens.
You're right. They haven't faced Skeens. They have not played the Pittsburgh Pirates yet this year.
It is funny.
It wasn't funny. So, anyway.
Didn't they face Yamamoto?
They did.
And wouldn't he be there?
He's their ace right now. Because their other aces are all hurt, but yes.
I mean, he's their ace right now.
Yes, he is.
But
yes, he is.
That's always a curious one for me because you face who you face, and there's no disgrace.
No,
you don't get to pick your opponents.
We're 75 games in. Like, we're not, I don't think the baseball season at this point, if the Giants were 12-3, like I think they were, or something like that,
yep,
kind of like the Warriors were. They're 12-3. Everybody was 12-3 to start the year. At that point, you can be like, well, hey, you played the Reds a whole lot. That's fine. We're 75 games in. Giants are good. Deal with it. Deal with it, negative Nancys. They're a good baseball team.
Sour Steinies actually works, too.
It's really better at this stage. Like, they're winning games. Here's another one. You know what? Like, we were thinking about this earlier today. I don't know if this does anything for everybody. The Giants, they can't hit. They're averaging 4.2 runs per game. Do you want to know what the average is across baseball? Just all baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering that myself.
It's 4.3. So are they good? No. Is that below average? Slightly.
Every 10 games, they're one run worse than the rest of the league.
Here you go. That's what it is.
Yep.
That, like, the ball's dead.
It's dead.
The ball is completely dead right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.